Hey there, thanks for coming. Take a seat.
Time to retire to the drawing room.
Another Country is a powerful and confronting film about culture clash at its worst. It's the story of David Gulpilil's community of Rumanjining in Arnhem Land, narrated and guided by David himself. Over the last few decades, David has become one of Australia's most revered and lauded actors. This year, the Melbourne International Film Festival is presenting a retrospective of David's work. I am honoured to welcome David to the drawing room, along with long-time collaborator Rolf de Heer. Welcome to both of you. David, has it been a good life?
Very much, yes, good.
You have done everything. You say at the start of this film, you've met the Queen, that you've performed for the Queen, that you have starred in all of these films. How has that journey been?
It's good. And I had a good trip that the first of the movie I made, Walkabout, and that movie took me to England. Then I've done more films and television.
You've done so much since then, and I know you've been collaborating with Rolf all of that time. Rolf, it's a pretty special relationship.
It's grown into that, and I guess I have David to thank for that. When I first met David, I just didn't know how I was ever going to direct him in a film because we were culturally so far apart. I didn't know how to talk with him. And David said, you have to come to my country. You have to come and visit me in my country. And that was the key, because I did, and I spent a week up there with David, and we shared experiences that we can still talk about. And I learnt to understand something of where David has come from, because David is a consummate actor, and I can understand him a bit better, and now I can speak with him. He doesn't need a lot of directing, but occasionally a bit. We can have a really good relationship and a good partnership.
David, do you enjoy coming to the city, leaving your country?
Yes, I'm proud of what I've done for history of mine. But I live in Arnhem Land. And from the first movie I made, I met Rolf de Heer. First movie we made was A Tracker. That was coming from the original idea from me to introduce myself with that story to Rolf de Heer. See if you can make this.
And so he did. And such a wonderful film.
Yes.
What has been your favourite film that you've worked on?
Tracker. And Walkabout and Stormboy is good. People like films like that.
Why?
Because it's people and landscape, because that's where I'm in the movie, is that I'm telling the story to the people in the planet. I act and I dance and I do painting too, but the most, yes.
When you first met Rolf, what did you think of him?
Well, the first I wanted to ask him, I was thinking about me to come like a John Wayne's. And the first I was thinking about that I might walk about. And then second is a trekker. Of course, and said, I want to be a trekker. Because trekking, people don't know how to trek. It's not a made up. It is it's missing link. Well, that story is somewhere in Australia happened. So we put together that, me and Ralph.
So let's get to this latest film, which I've just seen, Another Country. This is a really personal film, David. You're telling the story of your own community, and you're really laying it out. It's really such an honest story you tell about what you see, what works, what doesn't. It is just brutally honest.
It's alive about me. When I born, there was nothing that I was come to the Western world. I was born in outback and somewhere in the bush. There's no hospital. My mother, she lay me, birthed me in the grass of the paper bark and make sure there's a beautiful soft leaves of the paper bark. And I lay there and next to the riverside. That's where I born. There was no doctor. There was my mother and my mother's sisters and a family and my father there. I'm the son of my father and father is in me, because I still remember that painting, and I had to let it out. Can I make this film how people will understand? It really is. I'm performing to something that message. It's never been told, like A Tracker or Ten Canoe. But I'm a young generation after my grandfather and my uncle. That was the mission time.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm in the Western world. Like I said, in the Charlie country. She asked me, you want to go back to my community? And I said, no, I don't know. That really. I don't know where to go, because Which one? Which choice I want to take, the bush or knife and fork?
Well, this is what you do. You tell the story of Rumyngining and the story like of this box. Community that is, that you basically say is dysfunctional, that that is not working. And because it's a culture clash, there's your culture and then there's white culture.
Yeah.
And no one's been able to make them work.
No, no. Not my film. It's made like me and Ralph. Ralph the here make movie. It's something that has got meaning in it. Some Australian films, it's hard to act. But this is comes to live and act reality of what I see.
Because it's like a documentary.
I want people to know. I want the people to understand what is Tracker is about.
So this is you explaining what everything has been about the whole time. Rolf,
yeah, okay.
I want to bring you back in. Mm-hmm. I loved this film, and I loved it because I feel like so many stories have been told about remote communities, and they're always narrated, often by a white person who goes in and tells the story of what they see. But here we have David Gopal telling his own story about how he thinks his community is working, and it has an honesty and a brutality, and it's so confronting because he's telling the story. Did we need to hear him finally tell this story?
Yes, it has to be. It's not the right story if it's me telling it or if it's Molly telling it or whatever. Really, it was only possible because Molly and I have been working with David on and off over a period of between 10 and 15 years.
And that's Molly Reynolds, for our audience, who is the director
of the and a co-writer. If we hadn't known David as well as we do, if I hadn't worked with David to the extent that I have and know his idiom and know his politics and how he thinks and have you know understood David, the communication would have been too difficult to make this right. But because we've communicated over 15 years, that's what made this film possible in the way that it is.
On RN Drive, you're in the drawing room, and my very special guest tonight, Rolf De Heer, a director of many of David Gopal's films and the producer of Another Country, the film we're talking about, and David Gopal, an actor, a dancer, and an artist that I'm sure you've certainly seen at least one of his films, if not all. You're like an ambassador for your country and your people. Do you see yourself that way?
I want to commissioned it, my country, Australia. And this is a message to everyone who live in the planet or Australia. But this message to the whole planet, I've been struggling along without even helping me and my people by the federal government in Northern Australia. There is no proof to I see in the Aboriginality in the reserves. But all I see is the domestic violence of the Australian governments. So therefore, I'm battling really hard. I want to face the Australian governments, and I'm an OAM, Older Australia member. And that memory that I, first movie I made is a walkabout. I landed in United Kingdom. I walk in Buckingham Palace. I had a red carpet from the Qantas airline going down to Her Majesty to the car. I walk same way like I was walking in walkabout with lap one. So that's my proof. Proof is that I'm a full-blood Australian Aboriginal, never went to school. That was really hard for me to answer back to the journalists in London.
Yeah.
I have to cry. And then I trip around all that thing. I went to some other actors like Chuck Norris and Bruce Lee and Rome. That was the first step. But what is it more can I tell them? Well, Ten Canoe was the first white man arrived, Dr. Donald Thompson. That's the history. But it's not enough. And then I say, okay, this is the Ten Canoe, that was the history. But before Dr. Donald Thompson there was a Billy Parra. He was the first white man stockman. He bought the cattle and he shoot all the people and for that cattle and all that. That was the film, the script I passed around with Bill Leinbach and the American-Australian crew, but we had a bankrupt. So good way it is to call Billy West Lightning Tender. That was me, but I'm in a different side.
That's the history, and you want
to
tell
television.
The Today story.
Yeah, Today's story is what I've been learned and understand from the film industry.
So you've had this career.
But
you've had a career, a Hollywood-level career, but
because
you tell a story in this new film, which look very Hollywood.
This is a Hollywood. I am now. This is my Hollywood. Lhasa, the traditional tribal Aboriginal, is me. This is my first step to my voice, saying I'm the Hollywood for my country. If Ralph and I will make more film, there is more. I can't run out of history, mate.
I'm still there to make a Hollywood. You've got 40,000 years
of Australia, mate.
Rolf, yes. What's the most important thing that non-Indigenous people would get out of another country? Because if I can give you some commentary, that film ended, and I felt like the conclusion was Aboriginal culture and white culture have failed to find a sort of moment where they can blend in a way that is at all healthy for people.
I think there are some fairly straightforward things that people can get out of viewing the film. One is more insight, and we all need that.
Yep.
We need to understand more. And I think the other thing is that we have to overcome an attitude that we know better, because we don't. And we do have to listen. We have to learn to listen. And look, it's not going to be an easy journey between now and when there is a healthy blend between the cultures, and it's going to take a very long time.
David, do you still have hope?
Yeah, well, there's nobody ever understanding and studying and learning about the Aboriginality. If it has a Prime Minister. Prime Minister supposed to come up to the Aboriginal people live in the real regional Aboriginal people to come and see us, like, in a remote area, places like in Ramingining, and a Prime Minister supposed to come down there. Every Prime Minister in Australian government they've been running, there is no proof for them to see or to prove it, to believe it in Arnhem Land. I'm putting a great wall of Arnhem Land. Stop the mining. I want to make my own Hollywood, and I'll save my Arnhem Land to become a Hollywood, the next suburbs for my nation of the black people. At the moment, it's a combination we hear. All different nationalities, we're living here in Australia today. There's only one missing, there's no service from the government, it's Aboriginal people.
You say your community is not working in this
No, way. No, because the government is not stand and look at us to how community is. All they're doing is kicking out the Aboriginal people, and they want to take the mining, like Western Australia, wherever it's like Queensland, and now it's one in Borroloola. So I'm going to put the Great Wall of Arnhem Land, like Chinese Wall, stop the coming and borrowing or mining. I'm talking about the gas. We don't need a gas here in Australia. It's poison, like a nuclear power, they talk. I'm fighting for the land and right for the future of the generation, those people who it's all different people living here in Australia, all different nationality. So what Australian people know about the language of Australia? Oh, I can speak Japanese and Chinese, Italian. I know that I can talk because I've been to those places. But in Australia, it's very, very hard for me to communicate with the federal government. I love and I'm happy and I'm standing right in front of all the audience in Australia. This is me, David Corporal, how I am. 5 stars, my stars and flag is Australian. Australia, Aboriginal, here I am. But do the good thing. Don't do that I don't tell you to do. Do what I tell you to do. That's why we can't get accident.
David, you've had we've talked about the nice parts of your life, but you've been in jail. You've had difficult
many times. I'm a drug and alcohol and cigarette and all. I quit. And sugar, I quit. Right now, I'm sitting down in this studio here with you. It's a zero, mate. 007. Hi, David Copeland, 007.
Do you feel strong?
I feel strong and better than drinking beer and sugar and all that. I used to get up and hang up and go like take tablets and all that thing, poison again. Everything got poison, even though tea and coffee and all that thing. So I wake up myself and what am I doing? I was in a war, you know, drug and alcohol in the pub after this and all that, like in the war when I come back. And now, what have I done that for? Now, after all, what I've done is I hate it now. Now I gotta go back reverse now, follow my track, eh, brother? Mm. And then my tank will burn. Push fire burn. I can't make tank anymore because tank is a plastic and a fire can fire just finish them off.
Rolf, are you gonna make more films of this man?
It may very well be. I can't predict when I'm going to make what film next and exactly who is going to be there.
Yes.
But it's not impossible.
You two.
Oh, I'm loving it.
You two, my just try and tear you apart. Look, I want to thank you both. It's been a pleasure and a privilege to have you both in the studio. To David Goldpool, an actor, dancer and artist, an Aboriginal man from Arnhem Land, and Rolf De Heer, the director of many of David's films and the producer of Another Country. Now, Another Country, directed by Molly Reynolds and narrated by David Goldpool, premieres tonight at the Melbourne International Film Festival and screens again on Sunday. Yeah. The festival is also featuring a retrospective of David Goldpool's work, so you can catch most of the films he's starred in, as well as David Goldpool in conversation with Margaret Pomerantz. Yeah. Check the festival website for details.
Please help me. I love you, Australia.
I think a lot of people love you
and
too.
And thank you. Larrakia Darwin, love you.
That's the actor David Goldpool, one of my guests in the drawing room, along with the filmmaker Rolf De Heer. Hope you've enjoyed that conversation. I certainly did.